W4SOE.
KO4HKX, go ahead.
I have two operators spinning up. They're both coming out of Anderson. One is going to link up with the other, and they're going to ride in together. So the one operator is a one-car family, and he didn't want to leave his wife without a car. As far as length of time, they're really flexible. One of them, Ridge, K4NWX, has an appointment. He has to come down the mountain. I think he said next Tuesday or Wednesday for an appointment, but he can go right back up. The other one is indicating he's good to go, right? It can be up there as long as needed. So, Winlink was kind of busy this morning, so I'm just going to give you these questions. They're just due diligence questions I have to ask. If you can get answers for them and get them to me, I'd appreciate it. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
When ready.
So, question one, will they remain at the distribution sites at night, or will they collapse back to the church for curfew and for rest and recharge? I recommend collapse back, and the other operator, AJ, has coming up with his own vehicle, so that should be achievable. Question two, do they need to bring their own cot, or is there cots up there for them to lay their heads on? We've already covered, so I think we've got that taken care of. What do the toilet facilities look like at the remotes? Recharge equipment at the remotes, or and they can both operate all day without it, right? But if they have to stay out there for multiple days, they're going to need to recharge. Roughly, how far are the remotes, and do those remotes have power?
Let me read it back to you to make sure. Need to know how long, or will they remain at night or come back to base? Sleeping arrangements, toiletry, able to recharge batteries or have power, and distance to distribution sites.
Now, Rich is coming up with the ability for HF and VHF, right? But he's also asking, are they line of sight? Will they have VHF comms back to you? Or are they spots where they can reach the 610 and just come through the repeater or maybe the 533? He just wants to understand what the comms picture is looking like up there.
I would rely solely on HF to work around the mountains.
I bet you don't have a station, another ham that can go out there and check those remotes just to test line of sight. So I'll let them know that as well. And will they have the ability or a place or ability to set up like a, you know, an external antenna on a roof or in a tree, like kind of like what you've got back at the church?
We're going to pretty much a place like I am. One I know is going to Georgetown, and the other is going to Gashes Creek Baptist Church, if I'm not mistaken. So they should have facilities similar to what I have.
We just needed to develop the comms situation, and it'll be, you know, it's going to be trial and error. Rich is a very knowledgeable operator. He's also going to come up with some things to help tighten up your configuration there, work on the stray RF, etc. And he's rock solid. You'll get any answers you need out of him.
I will get these informations answered for you, but pretty much I'm getting they're going to be in locations just like I am.
And I'm going to talk. I need to talk to the XYL, see what the situation is here. I might be able to get up and help do site surveys, no promises. I'm kind of having to hold it down here, too. But if nothing else, I'll see if I can get someone up maybe to work the other end, and we can do some RF tests from each remote and see what the situation on the ground is. Or maybe them, the other guy's name is AJ. He can go to one remote. Rich can stay there, you know, so you can focus on what you need to do. Check out the comms situation to each remote and then let them formulate a plan with you.
Sounds good. I appreciate all the help. And, Sean, you've been enough. If you need to stay there, stay there. You being on the radio is a good enough, a big help to me.
Well, I feel like I'm best serving you here. Yesterday, excluded, because you needed some help getting that HF antenna up. But you need a contact out of the affected area for sure. But we've got other people that can do that as well. So I just got to see what the situation is around here. I have an elderly mother, and she's a bit to deal with. So I want to make sure that my wife can handle her.
You take care, and I've got somebody here with me that I need to address, so I'm going to step away. KO4HKX, standing by.
That'd be 4SOE clear.
SOE, can you cover for a few minutes?
Yes, sir, you got it. Do what you need to do, W4SOE.
All right, Tom will be back in a minute. I got to go move my vehicle. KO4HKX, clear.